Cash-starved airlines now have more than two-thirds of the $5 billion Congress approved immediately after the terror attacks. The government is also guaranteeing $10 billion in loans from banks to the airlines. Yesterday, the White House released guidelines on how to make those loans worthy of guarantee. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on whom the rules might benefit and who might be hurt.
Here's the government's dilemma as it decides who should get the money and how much. If it's generous and allows all airlines to get guaranteed loans, taxpayers may be left holding a large bill. Weak airlines might still fail and default on the loans. If it acts like a commercial banker and only backs the strongest airlines, the government will protect taxpayers, but it may hasten consolidation in the airline industry. Alfred Kahn was the architect of airline deregulation as chairman of the Civil Aeronautics Board in the late 1970s. He thinks the government chose financial prudence over competitiveness.
I'm very worried that the smaller carriers, the low-cost, low-fare carriers that have made a disproportionately important contribution to keeping this industry competitive may be excluded.
Here's why he feels that way. The guidelines released yesterday make it clear that airlines will have to deal with the government much like they do with bankers. They'll have to make a strong business case for the money. Mitch Daniels is the director of the Office of Management and Budget, which wrote the guidelines.
The heart of their application must be a business plan that is persuasive. That will not be easy to do at a time when a dominant factor in such plans, namely future demand, is very hard to project.
The guidelines also say the airlines must find partners, other than the federal government, to share some of the risk of the loans. Preference will be given to private partners, another provision that favors the strongest airlines. OMB Director Mitch Daniels says financially weak airlines could team up with strong ones to get government help.
It's entirely possible, for instance, that an applicant might come forward on its own and not be successful, but could return with a partner, perhaps a merger partner, and satisfy the conditions here.
Daniel said the mergers would have to be reviewed by antitrust authorities. He says that would be done with a sense of urgency. Richard Gritta, professor of business at the University of Portland in Oregon, is worried that the guidelines benefit airlines at the expense of travelers.
If these kinds of mergers are allowed to save, you know, marginal carriers in the short run, where's the guarantee for the U.S. citizen, for the traveler, that fares are not going to reflect this growing oligopoly, which I see in this industry?
Gritta says the U.S. could end up with three major airlines instead of six. The actual decisions on which airlines get the money and how much will be made by a high-powered board. It's headed by Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. The Treasury and Transportation Secretaries are also members. As one lobbyist put it today, the devil is in the details, and the tough decisions will be made behind closed doors. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.